The professional career of rugby star Israel Folau is in limbo after Rugby Australia this afternoon terminated his contract over a series of controversial Instagram posts. Folau and his supporters argue the posts, which criticise gays and others, were an expression of his fundamentalist Christian values. But Rugby Australia CEO Raylene Castle says the decision isn't about religion.
I've communicated directly with the players, all professional players, to make it clear that Rugby Australia fully supports their right to their own beliefs, and nothing that has happened changes that. But when we are talking about inclusiveness in our game, we're talking about respecting differences as well. When we say rugby is a game for all, we mean it.
ABC broadcaster Tracy Holmes has been following this case incredibly closely, and she joins us now. Tracy, thanks for your time.
No problem, Patricia.
So was today's decision inevitable, given Israel Folau had already been found to be in breach of his contract?
Look, I don't think it was inevitable because it was up to this panel to decide what the penalty would be. And there was some discussion as to whether it would be a substantial financial fine, as well as keeping him out of the Wallabies squad for the duration of the World Cup, which happens in September in Japan, or at the absolute extreme, it would be to tear up his contract, which is what we got today. But the situation is that it's not over. Because Israel has made it very clear that he believes this is his firm right and he will fight it and he will go to court if that's what is necessary. So he's now got 72 hours to contemplate what tack he's going to take and whether he will appeal this verdict or whether he will just ignore the appeal process with this and go straight to a court of law to argue for his right to be able to post his religious beliefs on social media.
In one sense, this is simply a contractual issue, but Israel Folau says he has a right to uphold his religious beliefs and it doesn't affect his ability to play. So how much does freedom of religion and expression and being able to share your ideas on social media, the freedom to express your views, come into this?
Well, I think, you know, this is for minds much greater than mine, Patricia, and I think there's a lot of human rights lawyers out there that have been wrestling with these sorts of things. And I think what also plays into this is actually a sports governing body's right to control an individual 24/7. So when you sign a contract, some athletes have lucrative contracts. Israel Folau is one of them. Many of them don't. They're just there to boost the numbers. But does that money and the contract they sign with you give them the right to determine what you can do, what you can say, how you can behave when you're not actually in your form of employment? And obviously, I'm not talking about issues where, you know, the law is being breached, but I'm talking about these sorts of specific human rights that people will argue, and even Rugby Australia's inclusion policy argues, you know, you cannot discriminate against somebody for a whole series of things. One of those is religion, and I guess that is the tack that Israel Folau will take.
We'll see what he decides in the next 72 hours. Tracy, thanks for coming on.
No problem. See you.
ABC broadcaster Tracy Holmes there.